So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentions the Machlokes Tanakama and Reb Shimon in the case of Achaz B'Chayev, Achaz B'Maisa. The first wife died while he still was alive, and the second wife died after he died. The Tanakama says, Boin b'nei shalzu la'achar misa, v'noitlin k'subas iman. The Yoshe Rishonah are entitled to k'subas b'nei dichrin after their father's death. Reb Shimon Eimer, if yesh maisa dinner, elu noitlin k'subas iman. Ve'elu noitlin k'subas iman. Vimlav chalik mishava. Reb Shimon says the Yerusha Rishona are entitled to Ksubas ben Indichrin only when there is a Meiser dinner. The estate exceeds the Ksuba amounts with the minimum of one dinner. After several explanations of the Machlekes, the Gemara concludes that the Tanakama and Reb Shimon agree that there must be a Meiser dinner, a complete dinner, and Paches mid dinner is not enough. The Machlekes is in what type of property must this Meiser dinner be? The Tanakama is makel and holds Bei Mikar Koi, Bei Metalteli. The Meisa dinner can be in land or in movable assets. And Bein Mimnei Chari, Bein Mimashabdi. The land can even be in encumbered property. Reb Shimon is Machmer and holds Mikar Koi in Metalteli Loi. The Meisa dinner can only be in land, but not in movable assets. And Mimnei Chari in Mimashabdi Loi. The land can only be in unencumbered assets, but not in encumbered assets. The Gemara concludes, Hilchasa Achaz B'Chayev Achaz B'Meisa Yesh Lein Kesubis B'nin Dichren. In the case of Achaz B'Chayev Achaz B'Maisai, the Yerusha Rishonah can claim Ksubas B'nei Dichrin even when there is no Maisa dinner, because Ksuba Nasis Maisa L'Chaverta. The next Mishnah is the original ruling of Maisa dinner. Zok the Mishnah, Misha Hayu Nasir Shtei Nashim B'Maisu V'Achkach Maisu V'Yisem Mevakshin Ksubas Iman. A man married two wives who had different Ksuba amounts, and they both died. The husband subsequently died, and the Yerusha HaGedoyla, the inheritors of the wife with the larger ksuba, wished to claim ksubas b'nin dichrin to receive a larger inheritance. The ancient elishtei ksubas. However, the estate does not exceed the two ksubas by a dinner. Cholkin b'shava. All the sons inherit the estate equally, and the Yerusha HaGedoyla are not entitled to ksubas b'nin dichrin. However, ha'isha meisa dinner, elu noitlin ksubas iman, ve'elu noitlin ksubas iman. And if the estate does exceed the two ksubas by a dinner, the Yerusha HaGedoyla are entitled to Ksubas B'nin Dichrin, in which the sons of the first wife inherit her Ksuba, and the sons of the second wife inherit her Ksuba. Im Amr Yisaimim Anachnu Ma'alim Al Nichsei Avinu Yafa Dinner Kadesh Yitlu Ksubas Iman Ein Shaymalan Nel Hashem Nes Nachasim Bevezdin. In a case in which there was no Maisa dinner, but the Yerusha HaGedoyla wished to overassess the value of the estate to establish a Maisa dinner, we do not grant this request, because only Bezdin can assess the estate. Hayishem Nechasim Berau Einon Kebe Muchzik. Anticipated money is not considered Maisa dinner. Only that which was in the father's possession at the time of death can be counted as Maisa dinner. Reb Shimon Omer Afal Yeshem Nechasim She'en LeMachrayis Einon Klum. Ad Sheyushem Nechasim She'esh LeMachrayis Yisra Shtei Ksubas dinner. Reb Shimon says that Metaltlin are not considered Maisa dinner. The estate must have karka, which exceeds the two ksubas by a dinner. The Gemara discusses the following. Pshita merubin v'nesmatu. If there was a maisa dinner in the estate, b'shas misas av, at the time of the father's death, but the estate's value subsequently decreased, and there was no maisa dinner in the estate, b'shas shumas bezdin, at the time of Bezdin's assessment, the Yerusha HaGedoyla are entitled to ksubas b'nin dichrin, because kvar zocha ben yershin. The Yerusha HaGedoyla already acquired it b'shas misas av. However, mu'atim v'nisrabu, when there was no maisa dinner in the estate b'shas misas av, but the estate's value subsequently increased, and there is a maisa dinner in the estate b'shas shumas bezdin, the Yerusha HaGedoyla are not entitled to ksubas b'nin dichrin, because kvar zocha ben yershin. The Yerusha Ketana already acquired their equal share in the estate b'shas misas av. The Gemara continues with an incident that involved an overassessment. Hahu gavra, dava maskeh be'alfa zuzei, havalei treya padnei. Someone who owed a bal chayiv 1,000 zuz had two mansions. Zvinu chada b'chamesh meya, v'chada b'chamesh meya. He subsequently sold both mansions to a lekeich for 500 zuz each. Asa bal chayiv, tarfa l'chada minayu. The bal chayiv first confiscated one mansion. Hada k'tarf l'idach. When the bal chayiv came to confiscate the second mansion, the lekeich said, Ishavilach alfa zuzei l'chayei. Ve'iloi shokal alfa zuzei v'stalik. If you're willing to accept an over-assessed value of 1,000 zuz for the first mention, fine. You can keep it as payment for the chayv. But if you're not willing to accept an over-assessed value of 1,000 zuz for the first mansion, here's 1,000 zuz cash and return the first mansion. Rava rules that the lekeach's claim is valid because leka b'seid de l'bal chayv. The over-assessment does not cause a loss to the bal chayv because alpha yav, alpha shakal. He gave 1,000 zuz and received 1,000 zuz. However, in the Mishnah, the Yerusha HaGedolah's claim for an over-assessment is not valid because islu b'seid de l'yasme. The over-assessment caused a loss to the Yerusha Ketana because they will receive a smaller Yerusha. Regarding the Baal Chayv, the Gemara asks, V'tirfa b'kama kasvina. Which amount is recorded in the Shtar Tirfa, the confiscation document, which the Lekeach uses to collect reimbursement from the Meicher, the seller? Ravina says, Ba'alfa. The Lekeach collects the over-assessed value of 1,000 zuz from the Meicher because tarfu mimenu b'd'me'el of zuz shahi mechayiv. The field was confiscated to pay off the Meicher's debt of 1,000 zuz. Rav Avira says, B'chamash mea. The Lekeach collects only the actual value of 500 zuz from the Meicher, because shari kach konam imenu. This is the amount the Lekeach paid for the field. The Gemara concludes, B'halchas B'chamash mea. The Gemara discusses several similar situations, which continues into the next daf.